This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. To begin, lie flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, just sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. And if you can, close your eyes so that you can see reality with the eyes of your heart. And take in a deep breath in through your nose, sending the air deep into your belly. Maybe using your stomach muscles to make your belly rise so that you take in a deep breath. And breathe out, letting your out-breath be longer than your in-breath. Taking in deep breaths into your belly. Slow, calm. As you breathe out, a longer out-breath. Try to empty your lungs with your next out-breath, just to get fresh air into your body. Breathing in a deep breath in through your nose. And as you breathe out this long out-breath, focus your mind on feeling your body from within. Bringing your mind's awareness to your body. Your feet, your hands, your scalp, your legs, your arms, your shoulders. And you're just developing a calm, slow, quiet rhythm of breathing. On your next out-breath, focus your mind on feeling your body dropping toward the ground. If you're lying down, maybe use your imagination to feel your entire body fall backward. Just falling. You're not holding yourself up. Every muscle is dropping. If you're sitting down, just focus on every muscle in your body falling toward the ground. Dropping. You don't have to hold yourself up. Every muscle in your face dropping. You don't have to present a face to the world right now. You can let your face drop. Every muscle in your face drop. It feels good to let every muscle in your body let go. See if you can focus on every muscle in your body, letting go. Let go of holding yourself up. Relax. Everywhere in your body, a little bit more with each out-breath. On your next in-breath, take a deep breath in through your nose into your belly and hold it. And now add to it a second breath, so you're going to have two breaths in your belly at once, and hold it. And as you breathe out, try to breathe out an audible sigh through your mouth and let all the air out of your lungs. And when you're ready, take in another deep breath and hold it. And now add to it a second deep breath and hold it as well. And breathe out a sigh of relief. Your whole body letting go as you breathe out. And now breathe normally. But with each out-breath, focus your mind on imagining your body being like an air mattress or inner tube full of air, and you're letting the air out with each out-breath. your body softening, muscles relaxing. Each out-breath, you're focusing on releasing clenched tension somewhere in your body a little bit more. Your muscles relaxing, easing, letting go. Imagination is your mind's God-given ability to form powerful images of things not physically present. It's part of being created in the image of God. Remember, in the very first chapter of the Bible, we see over and over, God first imagined something, let there be, and then it was so. And God created us in His image. We imagine reality beforehand. And your imagination is one of the most powerful things in your life. For example, if you're just lying there or sitting there and thinking about having a conflict with someone, your imagination will make your body prepare for conflict. Release chemicals in your body, tense your muscles. You're just sitting there. But all of a sudden, your body is ready for conflict. That's the power of your imagination. Your body will believe the real and the unreal just as quickly, depending on what your imagination is focused on. That's why your imagination can be a tool of your spiritual enemy to deceive you. It's often the devil. Remember, we talked about this before in the Greek, the language of the New Testament, the word devil is just the word slanderer. So often the devil's slander happens in your mind through your imagination when you ruminate on past offenses against you or ruminate on things that you've done that bring you shame. You might imagine a future where God cannot be trusted. Somehow in that imagination, God is not the main thing. Something else you fear is. Of course, that's not reality. God is always the overarching reality in every moment in your life. That's why your biblically guided imagination can be a powerful weapon in your spiritual warfare. Your mind operates primarily through images, and so does the Bible. So much of the Bible gives you imagination more than information. Imagination allows you to enter into experience in your mind rather than just knowledge. A good example of this is what Paul writes in the New Testament book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. And you'll notice that almost all of this is imagination. He says, "Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God." Now, when the Bible talks about things above, it's talking about the kingdom of God, it's talking about the realm of God's rule, God's existence. So, Christ being seated above means that He is in authority over everything in heaven and earth. Then He says in verse 3, and then notice this is all imagination, "For you have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." Just think about that. You've died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Verse 4, "When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory." Now, you're not really going to get the truth of this passage without using your biblically guided imagination. Well, this is not a time for a sermon. This is a meditation. So let's meditate on the images in this passage. Take in a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. Calm, quiet. And as you breathe out, focus your mind on feeling your body from within. And as you keep your slow rhythm of breathing going, Activate your biblically guided imagination to picture your life in this reality. Envision this reality as true for you. You have been raised with Christ. When Jesus rose from the dead, He started a new humanity. He is the first of a new creation, and somehow, the way God works, God has raised you as well. You can't see that, you don't feel that, and it doesn't seem like it's true. But somehow in this eternal timeline, your future resurrection is true of you now in some way, and certainly in the way that God sees you. So we've talked about this in previous episodes. You have already been raised and glorified in God's mind because it's already as good as done. So the Bible's telling you to see yourself like that right now, to see your life like that right now. So the Bible's telling you since then, you have been raised with Christ. It's like what Paul says in Ephesians 2:5, God made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ. So somehow this is who you are right now, already made alive with Christ, raised with Christ, seated with Christ in the kingdom of God. Doesn't feel that way, but this is what the Bible's telling you. This is who you are. God sees you this way now. So you need to see yourself this way now. You have been raised with Christ. Just imagine that right now. Already, in some way, in the mystery of who God is and how God works, in the mystery of what Christ has already done and the future of what He has done for you, already, you are raised with Christ. You're seated with Him in the kingdom of God. So He says, you have died. You, this life of Genesis 3 reality, a life of pain and conflicting and confused desires, a life of thorns and thistles and dust and death. You've died. That's died. You've died to that. And your life is now hidden with Christ in God. This is how God sees you, this self of shame, this self of death, this self of conflicting desires that are destructive, your own worst enemy. You've died. It's as good as gone. And your life, the real you, is now hidden with Christ in God. That feeling of being hidden, safely hidden, away from all real danger. Whatever it is that's danger in your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your life is hidden in God. Nothing can get to you. No one can snatch you away. Nothing can hurt you in this real timeline. In this reality, as God has done for you, and this is how God sees you. So see yourself this way, already raised with Christ, already seated with Him in the kingdom of God, already died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Just imagine that, feel that in your whole body, your life, hidden, safe, hidden with God, in Christ, in God. Taking a deep breath and breathing out and imagining this reality, already raised with Christ and already died to the things of shame, and your life, the real you, is now hidden in God. The last verse says, when Christ, who is your life, appears, when he comes back and brings the kingdom of God and brings heaven back to earth, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is your future timeline. It's already true of you now, Paul says, and remember Romans 8:30, you've already been glorified. It's a future event that's already as good as done. God sees you in this timeline right now. Your future is who you are now, already glorified. So Paul says, imagine this. You've already been raised with Christ, already died. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life right now, who is your life forever, he is your very life. There is no life apart from him. He is your life. When he comes, you also, this future, will appear with him in glory. But that's who you are now, he says. Imagine this glory. Christ, who is your life, Christ, who is your glory. You've already been raised. You've already been glorified, he says in Romans 8:30. So this timeline is who you are now. Already died, your life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ is your life. No one can snatch you from him. You are safe. And when he appears, when he brings the kingdom of God back, you're going to be with him, you're going to appear with him, and you're going to be glorified like him. Your body transformed into a body like his resurrected body, the redemption of your body, and you will be shining like the sun in the kingdom of your Father, Jesus says. Whatever that means, that's imagination. But you will be a body, you will be a person of glory. No shame, no sin, no brokenness, no selfishness, just love and joy and glory. This is who you are now, Paul says, because that's who you will be. And God has already done it in some sense. It's already true of you now. So imagine this being true of you now. Raised with Christ, already died to all your shame. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Christ is your life, and no one can snatch you from him. And when he appears, you also will appear with him in glory. So glory is who you are now. Just take in a deep breath. And as you breathe out, these words are true of you. Already raised, already died, your life is hidden with Christ in God, and you will appear with him in glory. This is your timeline, raised, hidden, glory. If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.